This is a special presentation of Answers for Elders with Real Estate 55 Plus.
Happy Saturday, everyone. It's Answers for Elders Radio, and we are here with our sponsor and special guest from Real Estate 55 Plus, Julianne Gibson. Welcome, Julianne.
Thanks, Suzanne. I'm glad to be back.
You know, you guys, when you talk about all the different things you do for seniors, and of course, it's the summer, and people are coming and going and making changes and moving, and as a result, there's a lot of families that might have senior loved ones that might live elsewhere. You know, you're the children and you're listening to the program here in Seattle, but your parents might live in Chicago or, you know, Louisville or Dallas. How does your service come into play?
Great. Well, our service is Real Estate 55 Plus, which we've designed as specialized real estate services for both the senior and their adult children. And when we talk about the adult child, oftentimes the adult child is caring for an aging parent, or they're the executor of an estate for an aging parent, or perhaps they're just trying to find out answers about, you know, the sale of a home for their senior parent who lives out of state.
Right.
And one of the resources that we have is we look for top agents who, number one, understand a local market. They've been successful listing properties. And they understand the senior component. We layer on top of that what we have tried and have been successful at as far as experience in the transition and the transaction for a senior that either lives across country that's moving here, or the house is now in probate and the home needs to be sold. And, you know, you live 800 miles away from where the home is located.
Right, right. And, you know, one of the things you talk about is a real estate agent that understands the senior component.
Correct.
And I know the industry makes an attempt because they talk about transactional things with seniors if somebody has a certification. I don't, at least in my experience, have ever seen a realtor understand that emotional piece. You guys are really the exception by taking that to the next level. And I am really impressed by, you know, a lot of the things that you do around that with service to seniors.
Well, thank you. And I think part of it is I come from the senior industry. Prior to my career in real estate, I worked as an associate executive director of a long-term retirement community. So I had the opportunity to actually work and live with, you know, over 400 seniors. So oftentimes, if an agent who's been successful in real estate understands the majority of the senior transition, but gets stuck or stymied with what's going on, they can always call and we can coach them through that scenario based on past experience.
Well, and the other extreme is sometimes an agent ends up being the therapist and they don't necessarily know how to take it to the next level of getting the business done that needs to be done.
Absolutely.
So there's that delicate balance, I'm sure, that you run into.
There is, and really understanding, when is it time to recommend and refer to see somebody that's going to help them through the emotional side and recognize that and be compassionate, but understand that your goal and your licensure is about selling the home.
Well, and also just knowing what services are out there.
Absolutely.
How many realtors don't know that even geriatric care managers exist, or that home care agencies exist, or that, you know, there are aging in place contractors that exist, and all different types of services out there that could definitely be a factor in a relocation situation.
Absolutely. And that's why we like partnering with Answers for Elders, because we know that you're vetting the service providers.
Correct.
So we felt confident referring a lot of our clients to the Answers for Elders website. They can go online, look at the experts, questions and answers, and then we feel confident referring to that. What happens when somebody's in New Mexico is that we rely on those local real estate agents that we've chosen to have those identical relationships with other vendors.
Well, and Julianne, it goes likewise. How many of my school friends that are up in Anacortes, and you've been amazing because you've been able to handle help for, you know, people that live even an hour away, people
Absolutely.
That know, and that you've been a resource for me, even, and I've known that if I turn something over to you, no matter where it is, it's going to be handled beautifully.
Oh, thank
you. And I'm really thrilled for that opportunity to have that, you know, collaborative relationship with you. So let's just say, let's talk about a typical family. I'm sure, I know back when we were growing up, you know, when we were younger, grandparents were probably around more, you know, closer.
They were.
It wasn't, but now the world's changed. You know, we're a plane ride away. Opportunities go to different areas. And a lot of us here in Seattle are here because of technology. We might work for Microsoft or Amazon or something like that. And we have parents that might live in, you know, Oklahoma or Texas. Tell me about that process. If somebody's going to move their parent to be near them, what typically happens?
Well, the one of the very first things that we do and we identify is the location of where the property's at. And we're fortunate with Real Estate 55 Plus. I hang my license at Keller Williams Real Estate, the brokerage, which is the number one real estate company by agent count in the world. Mm-hmm. So we have a network and resource that I can go online in any major city within the United States. And we have something called White Pages, and I can identify an agent in a location where we have a senior that's living.
Wonderful.
Most often, we already have established relationships with real estate agents, and we're going to call and explain, this is what our senior is looking to achieve. Mm-hmm. Either they're going to be moving up to our area, and we need someone to help with that particular process. On the side that's up here in the Northwest is a senior housing advisor that can actually help try to choose a community for mom or dad
awesome.
To move to.
Awesome.
And then the best case scenario is to move mom or dad up to the Pacific Northwest prior to putting the house on the market.
Sure.
It is a lot easier to sell a home when the senior's not living in it any longer.
Sure.
It's also more respectful when buyers are coming through the property itself. You know, we can work on the house. So we're looking at what can we do pre-listing, during the listing, and then after the listing.
Sure.
But our major concern really is the senior and getting them to the place that they need to be at first.
Right. That sounds really reasonable. And then obviously, you know, your service is there no matter what agent you work with.
Even, correct.
You can help educate that agent on the resources.
We can.
That they can.
We do have standards of practice. The agent has
sure.
to have been in the industry for at least 3 years, works full time, and has to be in the top 20% of
perfect.
The market area as a listing agent. So we already know that they have a success with that. We have a skill set that we're looking for as far as guiding somebody through the process and not getting bogged down in the emotional aspects of the consultation.
Perfect.
That is critical. And there are questions that we can ask. The answers are going to tell us if that person actually is a good fit for us or not.
So you're vetting
we
your
are.
Own agents really importantly, which is important. And we are talking again to Julianne Gibson from Real Estate 55 Plus, who is also our sponsor of today's program. Julianne, fill me in a little bit about just now, obviously, families are concerned about moving their parents.
They are.
You know, what do you need to know about a home, you know, what are the general questions that you're going to ask a family if they're going to be relocating here?
If they're going to be relocating, I mean, the adult children, the senior themselves?
Either.
Okay.
You know.
A lot of the questions that we're going to talk about are what items you're going to be bringing with you.
Okay.
And how are we going to secure and make sure that those items are going to get to your new home safely, unbroken, and that they're going to get here quickly. And we work
right.
with a couple different companies that are national that actually work with seniors and making sure that items are packed correctly and that they're going to arrive at the same time the senior does. Because
right.
most importantly is when you move into a new place, you want it set up and ready. You want your pictures on the wall, that you're not stressed about having to
sure.
you know, create this home environment over a long period of time. So that's probably one of the very first things that we look at. The other is there going to be a financial strain moving from New Mexico up to the Pacific Northwest? And if they're moving to an assisted living community, are they relying on the net proceeds of the sale of their home to pay for that?
Many times they are.
Yes. And at Real Estate 55 Plus, we offer gap funding at no charge to our seniors. So we actually pay that gap to the community itself.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And then we get reimbursed for the net proceeds at closing at no charge to the senior.
That's wonderful. So you're able to kind of help them ease that transition into that to that community.
We are. And the number one reason is because our priority is that the senior get where they really need to be.
Mm-hmm.
And if financially there's that gap, we want to make sure that that's not going to be a hindrance for them moving forward.
No, that sounds, you know, really well. Thank you. Julianne, in, as far as the process goes, you know, what's the timeline usually what happens? Of course, every market's different. You know, I'm assuming that property sells much quicker, let's say, here in Seattle than it would in, you know, in a rural area like Wyoming. What is that true?
Well, I don't know anything about the Wyoming real estate market.
Yeah.
So I'm going to rely on the local expert, real estate expert that we're that we're hiring and that we're working with the senior to give us truthful, honest interpretation of what's going on with the market, whether it be a seller's market, a neutral market, or a buyer's market, because that's going to help determine the time frame.
And then are you able to coordinate like the move itself, or is that with somebody else, or how does that happen?
Yeah, we concierge that piece of it. We do it free. It's part of our service.
Perfect.
So we use something called a sequence and flow, and we start with the date the home's going to go on the market and then all the steps that happen before and after.
Wow.
So it's kind of like a project management tool that we use that we created that really gives everybody a timeline.
Those
can be adjusted in case there's changes.
Sure.
But when you have something set to paper with a date and what the project is,
and
it has a better chance of being accomplished.
Right,
absolutely.
Right, right. And then as far as the emotional side of it, I'm sure, you know, that's a big piece with both sides of the family.
Absolutely.
You know, you're dealing
is.
With the family here in the Puget Sound, and you're dealing with an agent and the parent at the other end.
Absolutely. So communication is critical. It's key. And there, you can't have enough communication with the senior, the adult children, and the other agent.
Wow. So, Julianne, how do we reach you?
You can reach us one of two ways. One is our 800-9, which is 1-800-964-1553, or our website, which is realestate55plus.net.
Julianne, thank you so much for sharing all your wisdom today, and thank you again for sponsoring today's program.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Time to get back to Suzanne and more Answers for Elders.
And I'd like to again thank our guest, Julianne Gibson, founder and CEO of Real Estate 55 Plus, for sharing her knowledge with us. Just go to www.realestate55plus.com. And until next week, be good to each other.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.